It's Friday on the Daily Fantasy Live podcast, and Heath, literally seconds before the show, just said that pizza crust was ratchet. So, Heath, I need you to, without looking,
right.
I need you to give me the dictionary definition of ratchet.
Pizza crusts, I don't believe, can actually be ratchet.
Okay.
I believe it's an inappropriate term used to discuss someone that's unkempt.
Okay.
In an undesirable way.
Possibly promiscuous. I think that could apply to pizza crust.
Okay. Possibly promiscuous, probably not.
Well, if it's like a dictionary definition, you know, I have the A definition, the B definition.
Right.
Like the A and B definitions could apply to pizza crust. And then you start to get a little lost.
Have you ever used the word ratchet?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
I'm not even sure if we're allowed to say it.
I'm not really either.
I'm not sure.
But I'm pretty sure it's okay.
Tonight's, I'm to borrow another Heath neologism, tonight's DFS slate is turnt.
Yes.
We have 14 games on the schedule, I believe. Right?
Yes.
I was wrong about what ratchet means, by the way.
Is it still appropriate?
It's okay. We don't have to start the podcast over, so.
Let's get right to the games. This is a really interesting night because, Heath, on your column on CBSSports.com/fantasy/baseball, none of your favorite pitchers are above $9,000. There are, looks like, seven pitchers at $9,000 or above. The most expensive is Jeff Samardzija at $9,700. He's got a good matchup against Tampa Bay. But you don't like Jeff Samardzija tonight.
The funny thing is that when you told me there were seven pitchers at $9,000 and above, I was shocked.
Yeah.
Like, I had no idea. Because it feels to
me,
now that I
look... There are some pretty good ones with some pretty good matchups.
Now that I look at the pitchers in the $9,000 range, I have a really difficult time distinguishing them from the pitchers in the $8,000 range.
Okay.
And so I think that's probably why I've moved towards the guys in the $8,000. Plus... For the most part, the pitchers in the $8,000 range have better matchups.
Okay. Well, I think there are at least two in the $9,000-plus range that have really good matchups. So I'll start with them. I think Jeff Samardzija against Tampa Bay has a really nice matchup.
Okay.
We can get to the relative merits of Jeff Samardzija in totality a little further on. And Masahiro Tanaka. Gets to go against the Twins. I think that's a really good matchup as well.
Yeah, I like Tanaka. I have no interest in Jeff Samardzija.
Just because of the Jeff Samardzija of it all?
Well, he's an underdog.
Okay.
Because Chris Archer is the opposing pitcher.
Yeah.
And
I don't even then I don't know if that makes sense.
Chris Archer's a better pitcher than Jeff Samardzija.
The Giants are a much better team.
Yeah.
I like Samardzija to get the win here tonight.
I think there's a pretty decent chance. Like, let's say there's a 55% chance the Giants win, which would go against Vegas, which is what we almost always use to determine who's most likely to win. But let's say there's a 55% chance. With Archer as the opposing pitcher, I don't think the odds of Samardzija getting the win are more than 25%.
Yeah. That's fair.
Am I too low?
I mean, the implied odds, I'd have to look at the money line, but the implied odds probably give him about a 35%. 8% chance, I would guess. I'd have to look at the odds.
Give him or the Giants?
The Giants.
Okay. So,
maybe 30 to 35%. You might be a little low, but still, you know, I don't like him for DFS. I don't like him much for DFS, but I do think the Giants win the game.
I actually think I like him more for DFS tonight than I do for regular fantasy or real life.
You don't like him in real life at all?
I just don't think he's that good.
Well, he's kind of a jerk, too, sometimes.
I don't really know anything about him.
Okay.
Did
you know that he played football at Notre Dame?
I've heard that.
Okay. He was a wide receiver.
I've heard that. Masahiro Tanaka, where would you rank him tonight?
I would probably put him fourth.
Okay.
I've determined my top three. He's not there.
Okay.
I think, and there's a lot of options tonight, but I think he is my favorite of the guys I did not put in my top three.
That would make him number four.
It's really close between him and Lance McCullers.
Okay. Mike, what about you for Masahiro Tanaka?
Tanaka, probably right in the same range as Heath there. He's just outside the top three, probably fourth.
Okay. Any interest in the likes of Chris Archer, Cole Hamels, Aaron Sanchez, Jose Quintana, or Hisashi Iwakuma? Iwakuma, I think, is an easy no. I know the Red Sox were the bane of DFS players' existence last night, but they're still the Red Sox.
I like Jose Quintana a lot.
Yeah. You know, something that's kind of surprising, the Cardinals have not been good at all, I don't think, lately, against left-handed pitchers.
That sounds right. They've been really good against righties. I think they've fallen off a little bit, but I think they're still top three or four in WOBA overall against right-handed pitching.
So I could see using Cole Hamels in tournaments.
Okay. If we haven't mentioned any of your top three, why don't we do that now? Mike, what's your top three? You both have Tanaka number four.
Mm-hmm.
So let's hear who's number three, one through three.
Number one, I'm going to give it to Matt Harvey.
Okay.
Two, Lance McCullers, and three, Joe Ross.
Okay, Matt Harvey has the Braves. Yep. Lance McCullers has the Reds, and Joe Ross has the Padres. These three are actually, you said Joe Ross, right?
Yes.
Okay. These three are actually all within $200 of each other. McCullers and Harvey are both $8,700. Joe Ross is $8,500. So I think it's a really interesting grouping there. And you've also got Matt Shoemaker at $8,300.
Yeah, Shoemaker would be my third favorite. I've actually got Ross second, right behind Harvey.
Okay.
And then Shoemaker third, going up against the Athletics. I don't think the opposing pitcher in that matchup, Kendall Graveman, is very good. And I think Chris and I agree that at some point the Matt Shoemaker experience is going to come to a screeching halt.
Yes.
I don't think I want to be the guy saying that's going to happen against this Athletics offense in O.co.
Okay, well, I guess I want to circle back for one second. And push back against one thing you said, which is when we say the Matt Shoemaker experience is going to come to a screeching halt, he has 48 strikeouts to one walk in his last five starts. So, yes,
yeah,
he's not going to do that.
Right.
I don't know if that number's right.
I don't think it probably is.
But
he's been very good.
He's been one of the best pitchers in baseball for the last 5 weeks.
Yeah, for the last month.
Which is fine. He's not going to be that, but I think he's not even going to be a guy that we look at.
48 strikeouts to one walk, sorry.
That's exactly what you said the first time.
I thought I said 50.
He's not going to be a guy we look at 8,300 and say, oh, that's a great value. He's going to be a guy that if he's 8,300, he'll be like, eh.
But it is a good value against Oakland.
It's a good value against Oakland in his current form.
I think he's probably underpriced.
What I'll be really interested to see is, and I was thinking Oakland would be one of these teams since they're in the division, but they're not. I want to see when teams see him for the second time since coming off the DL.
Okay.
Like, if they've adjusted to what the way he's pitching.
And the way he's pitching is he's using his 84-mile-an-hour split change. About 40 to 45%.
Is it a split change or a split fastball?
I think it's a split change.
Okay.
Because
if you throw that pitch more than half the time, is it really a change?
Well, now we're just now we're just getting into semantics.
No, I'm just wondering.
I don't know how to answer that.
Okay. Well,
so we like those four pitchers, I think, pretty unanimously.
Yes.
There are other really good pitchers on this slate, or at least really good pitchers with really good potential in really good matchups. I think you have to like both sides of the Rockies-Marlins game. I know Adam Connolly's coming off a really bad stretch, but it's in Miami. The Rockies' best hitters are lefties.
Ryan Rayburn will be in the lineup.
Nolan Arenado is not a lefty.
Sure.
DJ LeMahieu is pretty good. Well, all those guys are better than Gerardo Parra.
Sure, but Carlos Gonzalez and Charlie Blackmon are really good. Gerardo Parra
right.
is good.
Their second and third best hitters are lefties.
They have a bunch of good left-handed hitters. They also have some good right-handed hitters. I think it's a good matchup.
Okay.
It is. I won't disagree with you. It is a good matchup for both pitchers.
You literally just disagreed with me. John Gray at 8,200. I think there's... I just think John Gray is going to be undervalued on the road because his home numbers, unless they really dramatically shift his price based on where he's pitching. I think he's going to be undervalued at home.
Here's his.
I think he's probably more like a $9,000 pitcher on the road.
In his last six road starts, 45, 36, negative 8, 46, 63. Those are FanDuel points.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
The negative 8, not so much, but...
That was the Cardinals.
That was against the Cardinals, who have been one of the best teams in baseball, and at that time were probably the best offense in baseball. Yep. John Gray, I think he's pretty close to an ace. I think he has one of the best sliders in baseball by any metric this season.
You have to sit Giancarlo tonight, right?
Yeah, you know, I've been on the start Giancarlo whenever you get the opportunity until he finally wakes up, and I think it's going to happen at some point. Probably not against John Gray. John Gray throws an 89-mile-an-hour slider that falls off the table. He gets swinging strikes about 31% of the time.
They should immediately pull the catcher from the game if a fastball in the strike zone is called against Stanton.
That's probably the case.
Okay.
Are there any other pitchers that we haven't mentioned that you guys like?
Yes.
Okay.
Robbie Ray.
That's the one I was looking at, yeah. Robbie Ray.
Yep.
I constantly look at Robbie Ray. I look at the peripherals. I look at six strikeouts or more in four straight starts and six of his last seven. But the actual production is just always so mediocre to bad. But the matchup against Philadelphia is really nice.
261 WOBA for the Phillies against lefties.
That's really good.
I wonder how much better that is since Tommy Joseph started playing every day. Because Tommy Joseph crushes left-handed pitchers.
He does.
And he has his entire minor league career. I mean, he's only had like 23 plate appearances against him this year, which he's been outstanding in. Mm-hmm. But his entire minor league career, he was just an absolute monster against left-handed pitching.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm going to have my fair exposure to Joseph, but you could play Ray and Joseph in the same lineup.
I would also want to mention, I know he's still on something of a pitch limit, but it's not as extreme. I think Julio Urias has thrown 88 pitches in each of his last two starts. Now he's only gone 4 5 1/3 innings in those, but I think he could be a pretty good play tonight going against the Brewers at 6,800. The problem is you're not saving that much money on the guys that we really like, so you're really just playing for strikeout potential with him. You guys want to talk about your favorite stacks? We talked about all these pitchers we do like. There are still a fair number of pitchers who could get rocked tonight. Let's hear your favorites, Heath.
Oh, man.
He went first yesterday. I'm going to jump in and give the Astros before he can.
They weren't one of my top three.
Okay.
Well, that's because a former Royals farmhand is toeing the rubber for the Reds.
Mike's more of a Royals homer than I am.
I mean, it's like saying brown mustard's more mustard than yellow mustard. They're both still mustard. You put both of them on a hot dog.
Nobody puts brown mustard on a hot dog.
Excuse me. I went to a game at Yankee Stadium, and they did not have yellow mustard.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a typical experience or just in the cheap seats at the old stadium, but there was only brown mustard there.
Okay.
It was a problem.
Wow.
Mike, John Lamb, you like him going against there? You like the Astros going against him tonight?
I do.
Lefty, who's not very good.
Not good at all.
Giving up, I believe, is that a 427 WOBA to lefties this season?
To righties or
to righties? No, 350. Versus right-handed batters.
Yeah, not good. I've got him down at 361 to lefties and 369 to righties is what I have him allowing, which is not good.
Both of those are bad. Yeah. So what's the stack that you would go with the Astros?
Altuve, Springer, Gattis, and probably Correa, if you can afford them all.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, if you can get all four of those in a lineup.
Those are the four if you can get them in, which I think you can tonight.
Yeah, my top one was going to be the Blue Jays.
Okay, they're going against Mike Wright at Camden Yards, so it's a pretty good matchup and park for them.
Yes, and it doesn't have anything to do with the fact that they were dominant last night against Aaron Nola. They've just been much better over the last month. They've finally started hitting like we expect the Blue Jays to hit. Of course, they're now all pretty much universally, I wouldn't say overpriced just because of the matchup, but pretty close to overpriced.
They're Blue Jays priced.
They are most expensive at the position priced.
Okay.
Donaldson at 4,700. That's really tough.
Yeah.
But, yeah, E5, Bautista, Michael Saunders.
Yep. Any other stacks that you guys like?
Oh, yeah. I like the Diamondbacks against Adam Morgan.
Yep.
A lot. I like the Mets against John Gant.
Okay.
And I was trying to decide, actually, if the Astros or the Mets were going to be my third stack.
Okay.
And so I went to resident Braves expert Scott White, who also does not like John Lamb at all.
Okay.
And asked him, who is a worse pitcher, John Lamb or John Gant? And he said John Gant. Ooh. So I'm going with the Mets.
Okay.
I think the Seattle Mariners against Rowan Elias is a really good stack as well. They're one that a handful of their best hitters are lefties, but I'm not sure that's really that big of a concern. I think you could still play Robinson Cano.
Right.
Franklin Gutierrez and Nelson Cruz would be really good plays as well.
I would assume since they're facing a lefty, Nelson Cruz is going to be your Dong Chasers pick.
Look, we'll get to that segment when we get to that segment. We don't want to give it away. We've got to give the people a reason to listen.
That's true.
Any other stacks that you guys really like?
I think we've pretty well covered the ones that that I wanted to attack tonight.
Heath?
Yes.
You have any BVP for me?
I do have some BVP tonight, Chris. It's a bad night for BVP.
Oh, no.
But we do have a BVP pitcher.
Well, then I'm in.
I knew you. I found that that's the only way to keep you engaged during this segment.
Uh-huh.
So I'm trying to do it more often. Jeff Samardzija is the BVP pitcher against the Tampa Bay Rays.
I told you.
Yes. The Ray, I mean, obviously, both you guys liked him, so we should have known that. The Rays batters have 69 plate appearances against Samardzija.
Very nice.
They have a 190 average with a 663 OPS against Samardzija.
Sounds like pretty good power.
Yes. At catcher, we're going with A.J. Pierzynski against Matt Harvey. Pierzynski is 5-for-6 off of Matt Harvey, and that includes one extra base hit. At first base, we've got Chris Davis, who just owns Aaron Sanchez. He is 6-for-10 with 3 dongs.
That makes sense. Chris Davis generally kills righties. Aaron Sanchez still developing his changeup, his kind of lefty killing offering, so makes sense.
Dustin Pedroia is 3-for-9 with a dong off of Hisashi Iwakuma. At third base, we've got Jahani Peralta, 4-for-11 with 3 extra base hits off Cole Hamels. At shortstop, Brandon Crawford, 1-for-3 with a dong in his career against Chris Archer.
Thank you.
In the outfield, Matt Holliday, 4-for-13 against Cole Hamels.
Okay.
Michael Saunders, the aforementioned Michael Saunders, is 2-for-5 with an extra base hit against Mike Wright. And then Malix Smith.
Oh, the great Malix.
Only played against Matt Harvey one time in his entire career. Went 3-for-4 with a dong.
Probably had some steals in there, too.
I'm sure he didn't, because two of his 3 extra base hits or hits were extra base hits. And one of them was a dong, so he couldn't have stolen.
He could have.
So that's Samardzija, Pierzynski, Crush Davis, Pedroia, Peralta, Crawford, Saunders, Holliday, Malik Smith.
Okay.
Best or worst BVP lineup of the week?
I mean, they're all so good.
Yeah?
Picking one would be like picking my favorite child. So I can't really do that. Heath.
Yes.
You got on the board for the week.
Yeah.
You finally hit your first week 11 dong.
But...
Choo-choo. Dong train pulled into the station. David Ortiz got me back on the board for the third night in a row. I am I'm creeping up. I'm making up for lost time here, and it's really nice. It's really nice to have a dong train after such a an uncharacteristic drought beforehand. Mike, you're on day 6.
Day
7 today, actually. Day 7 would be today.
Today would be a full week with no dong.
So,
wow.
You're starving. I will be going with Nelson Cruz.
Nelson Cruz, okay.
He's going against a bad left-handed pitcher. I know he's He's a little pricey, but it's just, how could I not?
I think that the most interesting position tonight is first base.
Yeah.
You got E5 coming off his monster night against Mike Wright. You've got Goldschmidt.
And let's be clear. E5, it's not just one monster night.
Okay.
This is the last five games, 59.9, 31.1, 28.2, 37.1, 38.4. He's been absolutely ridiculous.
You've also got Paul Goldschmidt.
Yes, you do.
Against bad lefty Adam Morgan.
Yep.
Chris Davis against Aaron Sanchez. We already talked about him. But I'm going to go cheaper tonight at first base. And with my dong chaser, I'm going with Tommy Joseph against Robbie Ray. $2,900.
Thomas Joseph.
Tommy the Train.
He would be the caboose.
No, I had one last night.
I don't really know anything about trains.
The caboose is in the back.
Or in the front.
No.
Depending on which way it's traveling.
If it's going backwards?
Yeah.
It's still going backwards? So
no,
the back
it'd be going forward.
No.
Mike?
Ooh. Franklin Gutierrez, 3,000.
Franklin Gutierrez. Does he have a fun nickname? I feel like he does, but I don't want to say it because I'm not sure if it applies to him.
Okay.
That's it.
Goody goo?
Sure.
Okay.
Franklin Gutierrez is another lefty-crushing Seattle Mariners outfielder. I think he has one of the like four or five longest hit balls this season for a home run, so that's a good sign.
He has some
and
power.
We have our lots of listener suggestions.
Okay.
But Homer, recognize Homer, and our good friend of the program, Jinx Savage.
Okay.
Has chosen Mike Napoli against Jose Quintana.
That's another lefty crusher.
Yeah, at first base. And yep. I've had some fun with Jinx over the last week in the Royals-Indians series. He's a big-time Indians fan, so the listeners have Mike Napoli today.
Okay. Did not get on the board with Jung.
We also got today. a hashtag stop Chris's dong train.
I believe this is a product of the culture that we've created with the Warriors, where we've decided not to root for underdogs, and I don't appreciate it. I think we should always support the underdogs.
What do you mean? The Warriors are underdogs?
Have been favored.
No. That's why. We root for the Warriors now. We don't root for the underdogs.
Oh.
It's unacceptable.
So we're supposed to root for LeBron as an underdog?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
You're ridiculous. I mean, I'm basically the LeBron of this show, and I'm the underdog, so I think it works.
Sure.
I'm going to give my lineup first. Does anybody have a DraftKings lineup, by the way? Nice. We are on the ball today, John.
On point.
Fleek, even.
I don't think we're on Fleek yet.
You might say we are on Fleek. Lance McCullers is my starting pitcher, $8,700. I am going. The problem with that is I would like a Houston stack, but with Lance McCullers, I can only go with three, so I've got Evan Gattis in there. Your boy Tommy Joseph Heath.
Wow. Thanks.
Jose Altuve at second base. I'm going Kelly Johnson at third base. Ketel Marte for my shortstop.
George Springer, what? I've got Ketel.
Well, there you go. George Springer, Franklin Gutierrez, and Nelson Cruz.
He read the article today.
I feel like I might have a mishmash of your two lineups.
I think so. I'll give my FanDuel lineup next. I've got Matt Harvey as my starting pitcher. Okay. I decided to go contrarian today. Joke. Wellington Castillo at catcher, just $2,900. Tommy Joseph at the same price. Chris's favorite second baseman, Gene Segura. Josh Donaldson at third. Ketel Marte at short. Joey Batts, Michael Conforto, and Ryan Rayburn.
Strong outfield.
Yes.
So now you want to play the Mets, huh?
I know. It's a terrible move. But I've only got...
Point chaser.
I think I only have one Met.
That's fine. You laughed at the thought of Conforto yesterday.
I have as many Mets, so...
Yeah.
I have zero Mets.
Wow.
So are you off the Mets tonight?
I'm not going to say I'm off of them completely. It's still early. But...
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to give more of a tournament lineup today. I usually kind of give more of a cash lineup. I'm going to give a tournament lineup today.
It's a good day for a tournament.
Yeah. Robbie Ray, Wellington Castillo, Paul Goldschmidt, Jose Altuve, Luis Valbuena, Carlos Correa, George Springer, Franklin Gutierrez, and David Peralta. I'm hoping that they let Peralta hit against a lefty tonight.
That's kind of the similar situation with Valbuena too, right?
Yes.
Because he may not be in the lineup.
He might not. That's, he does
this is
hit
one of those Chris
deep.
Lineups where like three of the guys aren't going to be playing tonight.
Two of them are the only – there's only
just,
two that are questionable.
Just don't pull a Chris and like go to the grocery store on your way home, get home at like 6:45 and not be able to make any changes.
Yeah, that won't happen to me.
Okay. That doesn't sound like a Mike move.
No, that's a Chris move.
I don't move from in front of
the
computer.
There's a fire on the field in the soccer game.
Whoa.
That happens sometimes, yeah.
Okay, anyway.
I don't know how people bring flares into games, but it happens pretty regularly in Europe.
Okay. Sorry. My DraftKings lineup, I've got Joe Ross and Matt Shoemaker as my pitchers. Evan Gattis at catcher. Yes.
Chris,
Tommy Joseph, Neil Walker, who is the one Met I did play yesterday, Anthony Rendon, Jonathan Villar is only 3,700 on DraftKings. I don't understand it, but very close to a Bryce Harper must play, if you will. Yep. Joey Bats, Yasmani Tomas, and Michael Conforto.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah, Tomas is really cheap on FanDuel, too, if you need to save a little bit of money. 2,700, I think, and he's had a lot of success against lefties.
This is a fun day. I like today's slate. I am excited to see how it goes.
Yes. Yes, I think...
thanks for sharing my excitement, guys. I really appreciate the constant emotional support that I get from you.
Good luck on continuing your dong train.
I'm right through the weekend. We're just steaming through.
Four is the longest dong train of the season, right?
So far.
And you have a chance to have the highest scoring week of the season as well.
So far.
And you'll still be in last.
So far.
Those things are all true. Unless he gets a triple dong tonight.
I could get a triple. I mean...
Play Victor Martinez.
If anybody could do it, Nelson Cruz could get a triple dong.
Yep.
No, they'd walk him after the first two.
They'd walk you after the first two.
Probably.
You guys got any weekend plans?
It's Father's Day.
Now you are a dad.
Yes.
And a father.
Yes. So, it's going to be a fun Father's Day, too. We got WWE Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
We've got Game 7 of the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
And probably lots of craft beer.
All of these things are helping Chris. Hashtag make Heath dunk again is not happening with all these holidays you keep celebrating.
We went an entire week without a hashtag make Heath dunk again.
Would you like an update?
And no. Okay. No, because I'm assuming that you just haven't been doing anything.
Okay.
So I'd just like to continue that.
Okay.
Because, like you said, money in the bank. For me. Have a nice weekend, everybody.